because size really does matter. And everything's bigger in Texas.
99.5 FM K258 BZ Sugarland and 99.5 FM K258 DA Houston. Radio Debung is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
Be the Bung.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of RD Broadcasting LLC, Radio Debung 99.5 FM, or its affiliates. Individual programmers are responsible for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebung.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Are your credit card processing fees through the roof? Do you pay high prices on your credit card processing bill? Are you tired of paying so much money for your credit card processing? It's time to call Transnet Enterprises. Transnet Enterprises is the solution for you. Lower your credit card processing fee today. 713-988-9400. 713-988-9400. Transnet Enterprises.
Radio Debunk is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
Be Debunk.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Arling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Arling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Arling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit arlingschinese.com.
Hey, Janu, did you see the house next door?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I love construction.
Who built it?
I love construction.
I get that, but I'm asking who's building the house.
Yes, I love construction.
Will you please stop saying that and tell me who is the construction company?
Are yaar, it's I Love Construction. That is the company, I Love Construction. Call them today at 281-851-8156. 281-851-8156. I Love Construction. Call them today and you'll love them too.
Choosing a new apartment means more than just finding a good building. It means finding a home. Indus Properties goes beyond just apartments and housing. From community events to health fairs, financial literacy workshops, and early childhood programs, Indus Properties does more to bring families better resources for a better lifestyle. See for yourself. Visit Parkway and Park Green Apartments at 8100 Bel Air Boulevard today or call 832-449-0969 to learn more. That's 832-449-0969. Indus Properties, doing more to make your home feel like home.
Mention the Chai Time Show and get 1 month's rent free on a two-bedroom apartment at the Parkway Park Green Apartments.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just
Just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Listen close what I got to say. No, there ain't no other way. Love is the message, eh? Y'all ready? Let's go.
Yeah, we can make it better, yeah. When we come together, yeah. All you got is me and yeah. All I got is you.
Welcome, Houston, to Chai Time. Here's your Monday chat, only on 99.5 FM, with your hosts,
Layla
and Sasha. Thanks for tuning in on this beautiful and sunny morning with us on Chai Time. Finally, we got some sun, right?
Man, that was a crazy week.
Seriously.
Yes.
Like Tuesday, I was flooded in. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, there's no way my girls are going to go to swimming.
No.
And then get the call that, okay, it's canceled. But I was having a panic attack. So Wednesday, I send my kids to school, and then Thursday, I was like, you know what? It's going to rain again. I'm just going to keep them home. And it was sunny. And then Friday, they were off from school because it was going to rain again.
Exactly.
So I was like, these girls got a four-day weekend, very short from having summer
off.
Yeah. Exactly. So
That was your pre-summer.
That was my pre-summer, and I am not looking forward to it.
Right? All the moms.
But how was? Well, I can't ask you how your weekend was because we were together.
Yes, but the Mother's Day was really good. We got to spend it at the zoo with the kids.
Yes.
So we got in a lot of our steps. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But it was a fun Sunday.
It was a fun Sunday. Yes. Yeah, and then we had really yummy food afterwards. So that was yummy.
Yeah.
But how was yours? Weekend. Mother's Day.
I worked Sunday. You guys had my child.
We had your child.
And Saturday was a normal Saturday and a three-day weekend.
Yes, it was a three-day weekend.
I didn't keep my child on Thursday.
I was in panic mode, okay? I thought it was going to, like, they're going to flood in, and then I was like, how will I pick up my children from school? That was like mama bear coming out. Although I wish I'd kept them in school. Well, so caring for a senior is perhaps the greatest responsibility we have. Those who walked before us have given so much and made possible the life we all enjoy. With that said, we have the honor of having Mr. Jin on air with us today. And let me see if I can say your name correctly. Jin.
Jin Lakshmi Das.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I always topple over the names, so that's why I was like, let me let you introduce yourself, sir.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me on the show, everybody.
Thank you.
And I hope you had a great Mother's Day,
Yes, like we all did.
Yeah.
It's really nice to be able to share the morning with you guys on Monday. And talk about this subject that is so important to our communities and our seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I am the managing partner at Evergreen Cottages, assisted living homes. We are assisted living and Alzheimer's certified homes. Mm-hmm. We have several communities around the Houston area. And we are also the owners of Leela Senior Living, mm-hmm. which is a new concept that it will be culture specific for our community.
Awesome.
Okay. Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Right.
I know, like, a lot of people, that is one of the things that we all, like, tend to get
shy away from.
Yeah. And it is inevitable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Aging, right?
Aging.
And then especially having, or even thinking about having our parents in senior.
Oh, yeah.
living home, right?
That's right. That is a daunting task for most people to try to figure out, right?
Yeah.
I think it starts with fear, and fear comes from ignorance of what is out there. Not because they don't want to do the right thing, but they just don't know what's out there and what help they can get, and how all of this living at home while their parents, their kids are at work, being isolated, how all that affects our parents as they sit at home in Sugarland or in Kingwood or wherever they are in the woodlands.
Yeah.
Right? They're sitting at home while all of us are gone to work. It's a very, very lonely living in the United States, unlike anything you would find overseas in India or Africa where we come from. So that's something that we should all discuss and with them too.
Right. And then, so let's find out. Like, for me, I had no difference. I didn't know the difference between assisted living and nursing homes. So can you tell us a little bit on what are the differences?
So the greatest difference between assisted living and nursing homes is, one, the assisted living homes are a social model.
Right.
So basically, you're going there to interact with people your own age, doing activities that are liked by you. You have some active living, so you might do things that you normally would do at home, but you now do them with people your own age. The difference in a nursing home is that it's a medical model. So typically, somebody who goes to a nursing home is not able to ambulate, meaning they cannot get around on their own, or they're coming out of a hospital and they're going to a nursing home for medical treatment. So continual medical treatment supervised by a doctor and handled by a nurse. So you'll find that somebody in a nursing home is often in bed, they're bedridden. They don't have an ability to get out and do the things that you know seniors would like to do. And in an assisted living home, you'll find that activity is a great part of living.
And the, you were just sharing with us about your mom, right? She's always busy when you call her now.
Yes, she lives overseas. She's busy. When she comes to Houston and she's at home 6 months or so, she she loves to be here. But she's at home alone and she'll get sadder and sadder and sadder. And, you know, we'll take her out and do the things we can. But there's this big fear about going somewhere and not being with people her own age, staying at home. You just see that mood change. So we now choose to have her live overseas in Africa where we have family. She goes to India to visit my sister. She'll go to Madagascar and spend some time there. But when she's out there, she's always busy. And she's posting, you know, she'll call and say, well, I can't talk to you right now because my friends are here. We're having a tea party.
So cute.
It's a little different, right? When you've got small places that you can live in, small cities, and all of your friends are around you.
That's your known, right? Like that's your comfort because that's where you've been all your life. And then to kind of uproot them and put them in a different situation, you can give them the best living, like the best house, the best everything. But at the end of the day, their home is where they are from, I believe.
That is true too, but for so many of us, you know, we have seniors who have lived here for many years. They've worked here. When they get to the point that they're retiring and no longer working, what do they do? It's the same thing, right? They're isolated in pockets around Houston. People, some might be able to drive, some might not. And if they can drive, they can get around. But I have a friend who lives in Sugarland. He's over 80 now. He's lived most of his life over here. And he tells me this all the time. He says, I have back trouble. My wife doesn't drive more than 5 or 6 miles. So I can't come to visit you. You'd have to come and visit me. And he's active in any other way. So what does he do now? If he can't travel 10 miles to go and visit his friends. So he has to live somewhere where most of his friends are, within a few miles. Now, what if they could all be in one community? What if they could be walking distance from each other's homes? Wouldn't that be a great support system for them?
Absolutely. So
assisted living is like that. So you've got different levels. You've got independent living.
Yeah.
Where seniors can live on their own. They have their apartment type of home. They can have a small home.
Okay.
They cook their own meals. And the surroundings, like the gardens and things like that, can be...
The common place.
Common.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one way of living.
Yeah.
And then you have assisted living, where there's assistance with the daily living needs, dressing, toileting, eating, showering. You know, you hear so much about people who fall down when they're older.
Yes.
Right.
So part of it is if they had an opportunity to be in a community where there was yoga exercise, there was somebody to help them do some of these things, there was activity, then maybe their balance wouldn't go so quickly.
Right.
So that's assisted living.
Yeah.
And then you have the extreme of where you go to nursing home, where you're bedridden.
Yeah.
Now, what if all of this could be incorporated in one community?
Yeah, that would be amazing, right?
Then you would have, you know, if one spouse had to be in the nursing home or in assisted living, you could have another spouse living in independent living.
Yeah.
And this would be a continuum of care. They would always have nurses around to help them when they needed it.
Yeah.
Right.
And until they don't need it, they can live independently.
Yeah.
But close on the same, in the same community campus.
Wow. That would be amazing, right?
Right.
So then they would have somebody taking care of like their food and everything else, and then the one who wants to live independently can.
Yes. So right now in our assisted living homes, we manage every aspect of daily living for our residents.
Right.
They're fully dependent upon our ability to provide them with their meals, getting them ready in the morning, setting a routine for them, and then having all types of activities.
Yeah.
And that's important, stimulating activities for the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We forget that when we get out of the house and we do the things we do on a daily basis, we interact with different people.
Right.
That itself is a challenge, whether we're driving down the road and somebody cuts us off. Our mind is working.
Yes.
We have something to tell our friends about.
Yeah.
What if you were just sitting at home watching TV?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All day.
All day.
Yeah. Couldn't do it.
And not talking to anyone or on the phone for a little bit, but that's still not, that personal interaction is different, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can... We could have this conversation on the phone.
Right.
But sitting in this room talking to each other is a very different experience.
Absolutely.
We could, you know, say, let's go to the Radio at the Bung today, and we're going to be challenged to find a nice parking spot, and, you know, there's traffic on 610. What are we going to do? So these are stimulating things. As much as people see that as stress, stress is actually good for you. It's just how you interact with it.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Wow. I like how you said that. Yeah. I'm going to like use that one next time.
So is assisted living, does that mean it's only for seniors like with higher income, or how does that part work?
So generally assisted living is open for anybody who has a need for assistance with their daily living activities.
Right.
So if somebody is impaired by a younger person, you could be 40, you could be 50. But if you need the assistance of a professional care place, then you can be part of an assisted living home.
Right.
What you'll find, though, typically is that we have residents over 65, because even when somebody has an impairment of some sort or they have a need, if they're 40, they don't really want to interact with people of 80 years old or 70 years old.
Yeah.
And so the stigma is that assisted living is for old people.
Right.
It's actually not.
Oh.
If you think about it, if you need help with all of the daily living activities, whether it's showering, somebody to make your meals for you, helping you to eat, and there's all kinds of reasons why you would end up in an assisted living setting and benefit from it. We have people who come to us who are in the situation where they have a child, and maybe, you know, 20 years old. They may have taken care of the child through adolescence. But now it becomes a challenge when they're looking at the stimulation for this child who has... perhaps Down syndrome or something like that, and they want to place this child in professional care.
Oh, okay.
But this child is no longer 18 or 20. Yeah. They're in their late 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
We had a lady who came to us recently, has been taking care of her sister.
Oh, okay.
And for all her life, she's after her mom passed away, she took care of her sister. And she was at her wit's end. Oh. She could not do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the care quality drops.
Yeah.
Her sister is 20 years her junior.
Oh, wow.
So there's a big age gap. Now, the lady is 70. She's got a 50-year-old sister.
Oh, wow.
How does she take care of her sister?
Yeah.
When she herself might need care.
Yeah, she physically can't do it anymore.
Right.
Right.
So it's not only for seniors.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how the world works. Everybody thinks, you know, if you go to an assisted living home, you must be old.
Yeah.
They used to call them old age homes in the day.
Yeah, that's true. Or you're like, you can't drive or things like that, right?
Oh, yes.
So do you get people who are impaired or, you know, things like that?
Yes. Oftentimes what happens, you can have a couple who's living in independent living,
mm-hmm.
and then they move into assisted living because one of the two folks, one of the spouses has a need.
Right.
So they have Alzheimer's disease or they have dementias of some sort or they have traumatic brain injury. There's all kinds of reasons.
Okay.
Then the husband might decide that instead of maintaining two homes, he's going to move in with his wife and be in the assisted living home.
Okay.
Now, he might be active and be able to drive.
Right.
So he has his car and he can leave the community at any time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He can go and interact with his friends, come back.
Nice. Oh, okay. So,
'cause trust me, when you've been married for 50 years, you're trying to find a reason to go play cards with your friends.
Right.
I've been married for 14. I'm still looking for a reason. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, so like the myths, I had certain myths and they're already, you know, getting clear.
Yeah,
because I had no idea that you could do that. And then the other thing, so like these nursing homes or retirement homes, are there certain ones like for memory issues like Alzheimer's or, you know, dementia and things like that?
Absolutely. You know, so how this works is that these are state licensed entities.
Okay.
And the state license is issued based upon the type of service that you're going to provide and the training that you give to your staff.
Okay.
So generally an assisted living home could have caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
And these caregivers would be trained or non-trained. So when somebody is looking for care, they need to know this. In our communities, we have certified nurse aides. So we require that all of our staff is trained.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes a big difference.
Right.
It's you know, you could have your maid at home take care of mom, but mm-hmm. she might not know how to deal with certain things.
Right.
Yeah. And then you have the second part of this where once you are certified by you're licensed by the state, then you're again certified for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that depends on and it's again a very stringent licensing process. So for most people who think, you know, this is why is this so expensive, right?
Yeah.
What they fail to understand is that you have the state regulatory side of it,
mm-hmm.
and they make sure that if you say that you're now capable of serving seniors with dementia or Alzheimer's mm-hmm. disease or traumatic brain injury,
mm-hmm.
that you are actually certified and trained. So all your staff has to go through training, and then you have ongoing training.
Oh, okay.
So you have those needs. You bring in specialist trainers.
Yeah.
You get your staff to be trained by them. You do all types of CEUs where you're continuing education.
Yeah.
You go to seminars. So all of that is a cost.
Right.
But the benefit of it is that the senior living in your home is getting that added care.
Yeah.
Right. So, yes, there are different ones.
Okay.
And then you have rehab centers who specialize in rehabilitation, and that is mostly physical therapy and things like that.
Okay.
And then
so that's a different kind too.
That's a different kind
too.
And then you have a different one where they specialize in drug rehabilitation and alcohol rehabilitation.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's a whole other world.
Oh, wow.
And all of these are required. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they intermingle. So you'll find somebody has been placed in an assisted living home, mm-hmm. and yet they should be in a rehab center.
Oh.
So this is very important when you're out there looking at care, mm-hmm. to know all of these things.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize how important it is that even when you're at the hiring stage of these individuals, you have to make sure that you're hiring the right person for the right job.
Absolutely. And then train them.
Right.
Because they'll tell you that they've worked at a place and they've got all of this great experience. Yeah. But you find out that they were only taught what the other place really just wanted them to do. Depends on the quality of that care that they were providing.
Right. That's amazing. So are there like any medical professionals at these facilities? Like do you all have, or at assisted livings, do they have doctors or it's only at nursing homes that they have doctors and nurses over there?
So doctors and medical professionals are always involved.
Okay.
So in the assisted living homes, you'll have doctors that visit. All these residents are always under their care.
Mm-hmm.
So they would visit. Residents, in some cases, if they're in independent living, mm-hmm. Or they're capable of going out to their doctor, would go to their preferred doctor.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, we would have a doctor that visits. So we have relationships with doctors who visit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have a choice always.
Yeah.
So we may have several doctors who visit.
Yeah.
We have nurses on staff as well.
Okay.
Some communities don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you that they have a nurse on staff.
Yeah.
But what they really mean is there's a nurse who you can call and, you know, she's available to talk to you,
yeah.
but she's not really physically in the building.
There. Yeah.
So that's different with what we do.
Okay.
We make sure that daily we have a nurse on duty at least 8 to 9 hours and then on 24-hour call. Because all of our centers are managed on that basis. You can call any one of our staff 24 hours a day.
That's amazing.
They will answer the phone because we are there to take care of seniors. That's a big difference.
Wow, right? That's amazing.
And that is needed indeed.
Right.
But we actually have to take a quick break now. We are on talking to Mr. Jin on 99.5 FM on Chai Time. And we are talking about seniors. And we're just going to take a quick break. And once we return, we will continue with this fascinating conversation.
Yes.
हीरो जैसा और तू
The Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Arling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Arling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Arling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit arlingschinese.com.
Choosing a new apartment means more than just finding a good building. It means finding a home. Indus Properties goes beyond just apartments and housing. From community events to health fairs, financial literacy workshops, and early childhood programs, Indus Properties does more to bring families better resources for a better lifestyle. See for yourself. Visit Parkway and Park Green Apartments at 8100 Bel Air Boulevard today or call 832-449-0969 to learn more. That's 832-449-0969. Indus Properties, doing more to make your home feel like home.
Mention the Chai Time Show and get 1 month's rent free on a two-bedroom apartment at the Parkway Park Green Apartments.
Hey, Janu, did you see the house next door?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I love construction.
Who built it?
I love construction.
I get that, but I'm asking who's building the house.
Yes, I love construction.
Will you please stop saying that and tell me who is the construction company?
Are yaar, it's I Love Construction. That is the company. I Love Construction. Call them today at 281-851-8156. 281-851-8156. I Love Construction. Call them today and you'll love them too.
Radio Debunk is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
Be Debunked.
Are your credit card processing fees through the roof? Do you pay high prices on your credit card processing bill? Are you tired of paying so much money for your credit card processing? It's time to call Transnet Enterprises. Transnet Enterprises is the solution for you. Lower your credit card processing fee today. 713-988-9400. 713-988-9400. Transnet Enterprises.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Took a lot of time, it started off to be
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. So, ladies, y'all know that we all are going to get old.
Right.
And unfortunately, I'm not. No, fortunately, I'm not. I'm trying to stay young as long as possible. I'm like trying to tell my nephew to become a plastic surgeon because he knows his aunt's going to need some plastic surgery.
Oh, whoa.
Like, look as young as possible. Just kidding. Anyway, so we are talking to Mr. Jin about senior living and ways to, I guess for me, one of the biggest questions is, what are the benefits of having your parents in a retirement home?
Well, Sasha, yes. I'll just share this with you. Age is a state of mind. So
I like that. I really like that. It's nothing but a number.
Yeah. Nothing but a number. There you go. So, you know, oftentimes when we think about our seniors and our parents, we try to make decisions for them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do we ever sit down with them and have a conversation about what they really want?
Mm-hmm.
Not what they're telling us they want, but what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
What did they yearn for when they were young? When I grow old, I'm going to travel the world. When I grow old, I'm going to play with my grandchildren on the days that I really want to do it and I don't want to be a babysitter.
True. Very
because
true.
Your parents might have aspirations to do some things that they always didn't get an opportunity to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the migrant population, we've come from all over the world. If you look at the sacrifices that our parents have made, they didn't have a lot, and yet they gave so much.
Mm-hmm.
And now we expect them to sit at home, do the things we want them to do, fall into our lifestyle.
Yeah.
We live in Sugarland, so, you know, the big house with the big yard and the neighbors about 100 miles away. They're not used to that.
No.
Have we ever sat down with them and really honestly said to them, we want to know what you, in an ideal situation, would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you'll find they'll tell you some things that you weren't expecting.
Yeah.
Right?
So true.
So, what's the benefit of having your parents in a retirement home? It's not so much about the benefit to us, although we do benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
If they have well-being, they have activities, yoga, all this type of thing that they can attend to if they want to.
Yeah.
Right? It's about what do they want. In a community, we can only make these things available. But it's up to that individual if they're going to want to participate.
Yeah.
Right.
But if they have friends of their same age, their well-being is going to be catered for. And they're going to choose these activities.
Right.
I have a friend right now, JP and his wife, they've joined the gym.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, they're north of 70 and they're enjoying it and they're looking fresh.
Wow.
So they enjoy going out to the gym and doing those things, but they don't have to babysit.
Yeah.
Because their kids live close by.
Yeah.
But they're far enough.
Right?
This should not be a decision of what is good for us and what's beneficial to us. It should be a decision about their well-being.
Yeah.
What is good for mom? What is good for dad?
Yeah.
Right? We should put
We think we know.
Yeah. Put them first, right? Because they've always put us first.
Yep. We just automatically assume things, thinking that, okay, we know what's best for you.
Yeah.
You did your time. Now let us take care of you. But without even asking what they really want. And that's so true.
Yeah.
Yes, because we treat them like children.
Yeah.
We might do that with a child who has, they're doing what a child does. And then we'll say, well, I don't want you to do this. Do this or don't do this. Go here, don't go here. Well, I'll take you to this function. I won't take you to that function. So it's important to have that conversation with them.
Yes.
What's the greatest benefit is that your parents will have a wonderful life and they'll look forward to meeting you when you come and visit. They'll look forward to the grandkids coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll feel more alive, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And they'll be amongst people that are their same age and have the same interests. They might have wanted to learn how to paint. I read this a long time ago.
Wow.
You know, in India, there are so many assisted living homes, and yet people in America say, well, there's a stigma. We don't want to move my parents. You know, what will other people say? It's not about other people. It's about your parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're unique individuals.
Yes.
Don't worry about what your neighbors and friends say.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
They sent your mother away. You sent your mother-in-law away.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's about their well-being.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And we always, like, I know, like, the next question was leading up to that, is the guilt. You know, we feel this guilt of we're not supposed to do these things. We're not supposed to send our parents away. We're not supposed to send them, I mean, they did everything for us, and so it's our duty to take care of them. So how do you deal with that guilt?
See, it's not our duty.
Yeah.
We think it's our duty to take care of our parents. It is not. It should come from love.
Yeah.
And if we're really imparting love, then we have to really look at what's good for our parents.
Right.
You know, what's the use of having your parents live with you when they can't get along with your husband?
Mm.
Or your mother-in-law lives with you because she has no choice.
Yeah.
What if you gave her a choice? Would she live with you? That's a question to ask. So where's the guilt coming from?
Yeah.
Is it guilt, or are we thinking, you know, what's the cost of all this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or are we looking at society and saying they used to do this? Well, if we live in the past, then we're not going to change for the future. We have to ask ourselves this question. Where would we like to be when we're 70, 80, 90?
Yeah.
Do we want to be taking care of our grandkids? We can love and enjoy our grandkids, but do we want to be taking care of them? It's two different questions.
Yeah.
So if we look at it in that context, there should be no guilt, because we have no obligation. It's a self-imposed duty that we've imposed upon us.
Yeah.
So the question should be, how is mom or dad better taken care of on a daily basis? And then can I also add to that by visiting more often and being that loving daughter, daughter-in-law, whatever that is, when I go and visit mom? I can still love her. I can still have the same relationship with my kids if I make the effort to go and visit mom. Because I'll be happy to go there. I'll be happy to see her happy.
Yeah.
Just like mom sends you away and says, I want to have you go get a degree, go into the world, fly.
Mm-hmm.
Now we want to cut their wings.
Yeah.
No, mom should be able to fly too.
Yeah.
She should listen to the music she wants to. She should be able to do the things that she wants to. She
live
should hang out
she
with
she
her friends.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have tea three times a day if she wants to.
Yeah.
Right? Not the daughter-in-law saying, oh man, my mother-in-law just has all these friends every day who come over and they just sit and gossip about the world. Well, what else do they have to do?
That's true.
There's no community center they go to. They don't exercise. They don't do any of these things.
Right.
So where's the guilt coming from? There should be no guilt. It should be about love and how do we take care of our seniors. The world has changed.
Mm-hmm.
We should change too.
That's true. What about language barriers?
Well, you know, that's an interesting one. When you come to live in the United States, everybody assumes that you speak English.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And everything is built around that idea that everybody can communicate in the same language.
Yeah.
So there's an evolution taking place. And one of those evolutions is culture-specific.
Mm-hmm.
So culture-specific assisted living. It's a necessity. It's not about excluding one group of people or one type of people. It's about catering to the needs of seniors who have a certain language requirement.
Yeah.
Not only that, food requirement. So food and culture go hand in hand. All of the different festivities. You can still celebrate Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas alongside Hori and all of the
Ramadan.
All of the wonderful cultural events that we have.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that is an important part, and that's why we've started the down the path to create Leela Senior Living.
Mm-hmm.
So Leela Senior Living is about creating a place where people can go and be amongst family and friends who come from the same cultural background, be it India, Pakistan, wherever, yeah, they're Bangladesh. Yeah. They can be together in a setting where food, culture, all of this is respected.
Yeah.
And they can have a variety of different meals catered. Now, you can only do that if you get the critical mass of people getting together and saying, what if I could be part of this?
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we created a website to start to gather the information that we need to create a community. And we could have several of them in different parts of Houston eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Where this culture-specific food, language, etc. is addressed, where we can hire the right people who can communicate in those languages, nurses who can speak Gujarati, Hindi, Urdu, doctors who can visit. We have those relationships already established, and we're just looking to grow them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that will set the bar high, because
yes,
that's what people want, especially in our culture, to be able to communicate and to be able to
eat, right? Because there are a lot of different needs. Like, I know Gujaratis, they're vegetarian. So if you, have them in a facility where they're serving meat, I mean, that just does not make sense. And they're not going to be happy there.
No, they're not. You have the group that's Jain. And, you know, onions is something they might not eat.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have to have a group of people who understand this. And you can train for it, but you also need a group of people who understand and can deliver the service in that way.
Yeah, from who are passionate about it, who are living it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And what's a better way than to have the seniors themselves make decisions for themselves?
Right.
A community like this, and our vision is to have Leela Senior Living to be that place,
mm-hmm,
where the seniors themselves make decisions.
Yeah.
They decide which festivities they're going to have.
Yeah.
They decide what food is going to be served.
Mm-hmm.
They decide who's on the management board, right?
Yeah.
So these are things that are important. This is what creates a village.
Right. Absolutely.
I like that. Now, when is a good time to start thinking in terms of senior living?
When we are born, we are destined for one place. Senior living.
I was thinking of something else. But okay.
I was thinking of heaven up above.
Well, we have to pass through those gates first. If you don't pass through the gates of senior living, then there's no other gate waiting for you. You know, that one's always going to be there.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, we should start thinking as soon as possible. When you're in your 30s, 40s, you might think, I'm invincible. I'll never need that. But just, have your knees go out on you. And then you'll figure out that you need senior living right away. So how do you plan for that? How do you pay for it? Right? When do you start? These are all questions that you have to really start addressing sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing is, it's never too late.
Yeah.
So typically, you'll find people start thinking about what the so-called retirement is at the so-called retirement age of 65. They'll start saying, well, and in India, probably 40. they'll start saying, well, I'm too old to do all these things and I need somebody to help me. And so assisted living can start early.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see 55 plus communities all around. The idea of that is that people of a certain age, 55 is probably a great age when their kids have left college and ideally they're on their own. And this is a downsizing kind of situation. Yeah. You move into a 55 plus community. You have activities. You don't have to worry about the lawn and gardens. They're beautiful all the time. Somebody takes care of them. And you go from that situation to hopefully you don't need too much assistance. But you go to an assisted living home eventually, where meals are cooked for you and all of that good stuff. And then you go beyond that, hopefully in your late 70s and 80s, you're still ambulating, walking about. If you've had good exercise and routines, you probably will still be quite active.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to 80, 90, and God forbid, you find yourself without one spouse, the decline can happen quickly. So we should be thinking ahead. How do you pay for it? It's a whole other question. That's a whole other show.
Yeah.
I have to come back and There's 100 ways to do this.
Yeah.
But should we pay for it is the question. The answer is, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Should we plan for it? Oh, yes. We should start planning sooner than later.
Yeah. I've already started planning for it. As of today.
So make that call to your insurance guy. Can I buy long-term care? Can I buy? The younger you are, the better it is, because you can buy long-term care insurance these days that has a life component to it as well. So if you never use it, you can always, you know, you've got the life component to it.
Yeah.
But if you ever need it, you know, you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars available to pay for the great care, because you can end up in a Medicare community and you will have the most horrible experience of your life if you don't have money to do what you need to do. Medicare doesn't pay for the senior living, but Medicaid, when you have nothing, that kicks in. But then you have to go to a community that takes that type of payment.
Yeah.
But for private pay, a good community where you can really enjoy yourself and have the type of lifestyle that you used to, you'd have to pay a lot of money for that.
Okay.
Wow. Now, if you could give one advice that we can take home with us today, or two or three, what would that be?
Moving your parents into an assisted living home shouldn't be viewed as a question. It should be viewed in the context of a health benefit to them. If you move them into assisted living early, their decline will be slower. They'll enjoy their life more. They'll be happier for longer. You'll get to enjoy them much longer. The greatest mistake that we see is that people wait till it's too late. They start to talk about it. They see the decline. They do nothing about it. They wait for an event. Mom fell down. Well, guess what? The quality of life is now not that great. She's got a broken hip. Now she's really going in for medical help. What if she would moved in earlier? What would the outcome be? Could the outcome have been different? So let's look at it as a health benefit to them, not as an expense, not as the stigma. You know, what is good for them? Mental health. You know, there are a number of people living, and hundreds of thousands of people out there living with their spouse, where one of the spouses needs extra help. There's a statistic out there that if you're the caregiver of your spouse, that you're likely to die sooner than your spouse who needs the help. And that's a fact.
Oh, wow.
It's out there. The statistics prove it again. And it doesn't matter what culture you're in. It doesn't matter which city you're in. That is a worldwide statistic that's out there. If you're taking care of your spouse and she needs help or he needs help, and you're the primary caregiver, the decline is much, much quicker. And the fact
never
is that...
Never would think.
Yeah, you'd never think.
Right. So, you know, the one thing that I'm going to repeat is health. It's a health benefit to them. Let's view it in that way. Our parents deserve it, and we should do everything possible to make it a reality. And, of course, buy long-term care insurance.
Well, unfortunately, it's almost time to go. But this has been such a informative segment. And, you know, I never would, like, again, I have my mom and dad and had a grandma who lived with my mom and dad and Bobby and Pi. And she lived to 103 years old. And, and, like, towards the end of her life, you know, I think that I wish I would have been there more. You know, you miss those things. But I think when you say, like, with the assisted living and things, it I feel it might have given her that extra year, or it would have helped her a little bit more, you know? Because there's a lot of things that we don't know that goes into a care of a parent or a grandparent. And we think we know what we're doing is best for them, but sometimes we don't. And in situations like that, I do believe that, you know, in other situations too, that it is important.
Yes, it's about the quality of care.
It's the quality,
and the quality of life.
Thank you so much for taking the time, Mr. Jin, and coming on the show and sharing. It's an eye-opener, you know. It's a very hard topic. It's forbidden, kind of, right?
Right.
And so I'm glad that we were able to have you with your experience share the information with us. So we really appreciate it. And if anyone wants more information, the website is www.leelaseniorliving.com, where you can get more information about the facilities that Mr. Jin owns and that are catered towards our culture.
Right. That is right. And if you take the time to take the survey, that will tell us how to develop the community best for you, the seniors.
Right.
So I appreciate you inviting me on the show.
Yes, thank you.
I've enjoyed it, and thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, as always, we would like to leave with a joke, a thought, some humor to start off with the fun week. Aging is not lost youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength.
Life is about moments. Create them, don't wait for them.
Ah, I like that. Well, thank you so much for tuning in with your Chai Time Girls on 99.5 FM. Ya Ali Madad, Khuda Hafiz, Ciao, Sasriyakal, Bye, Adios, Arrivederci, Sayonara. Remember, friends, it's Chai Time anytime, anywhere.
Bye-bye.
Bye.